enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Tuesday. Yesterday was a Monday. Tomorrow's a Wednesday. Then there's a Thursday. Then a Friday. Then the weekend.
Yeah, get it, boy.
Thank you. Brand new original. I'm going to have to trademark that one. Hey, we are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Happy Tuesday. Hope you have yourself a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day today. We got the whole gang, too, which is awesome. I feel like our power has been restored. We're like the Power Rangers. Myself, Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl. Glad you're feeling better. Good to have you back. Pork Choppy over there. Intern Chloe Money. Lenny Breer, our technical producer in Houston, who had a flat tire on the way to work yesterday.
Gang's all here.
Oh, man. How's everybody doing? How's your day yesterday, McKenzie?
It was awesome. I had an incredible workout with Tyler, my trainer at F3. So that just kicks off the week right. I had a great power lunch. I got so much done. I got those things done that I've been on my to-do list forever. Like, ladies know, I cleaned all my makeup brushes. And that's been on my list of things. You're supposed to do that all the time, but I have like a million makeup brushes and it's so tedious and stupid, but it takes forever. I did all my laundry. I changed my sheets. I went to FedEx. I just like check, 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 little Energizer bunny. So I feel very accomplished. I got a lot done.
Dang, all right. I had no time to get my makeup brushes yesterday. You're making me feel so guilty about myself.
I'll clean yours for you. I'm like in the mode. You're actually supposed to clean them every week.
Really? How often, be honest, I'm not saying you're gross. If you're supposed to do it every week, honestly, how often do you do it?
No, I have two mains that I clean every week, but then I also have a slew of like literally 100 brushes.
And don't the collection, forget about me. I'm over here.
The collection I do like once a month.
Okay, what about you, Liv the Web Girl? How are you doing this morning?
I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm not full 100%, but I am feeling better. I got this stomach bug, which I had. Nieces and nephews got it, and they had it before I saw them for Thanksgiving, and then I went and I came back and like from out of town, and the people I was around then just had it, so I got it from someone, this stomach bug. I don't know. It's going around, but I can get water down,
well,
and I
good.
Got some pieces of bread down last night, so I am on the up and up.
You're going to look so good for Christmas photos. You're going to like look amazing.
Now I'm going to look super malnourished.
Yes, there you go. Pork Chop, you're kind of quiet this morning. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. I took like a four-hour nap yesterday, and then I woke up and watched fantasy football. And like when I say watched it, I literally mean like watch the updates on my phone because I don't have cable or TV.
You don't have a TV, period?
I mean, I have one. But
do you? I have one for you.
No, I have a nice TV.
She doesn't have cable or internet.
Nothing to watch on it.
I see. Yeah.
By the way, I don't want to talk about it on air. There are, and listen, you should pay money at the same time they rip us off left and right with every kind of streaming and internet service. You can get it for free, man. There's ways to watch any game, any thing. Like, I watch the Detroit Lions. I'm a Lions fan.
Yeah.
And it's never on the TV here. I just stream it. I'll show you how to.
Yeah, no, I know one way to do it, but it never seems to work. But I know what you mean.
I'll hook you up. So you were just sort of refreshing your phone?
Yeah, and
for,
I won.
Like the updates for fantasy football?
Yeah, so
that's
amazing. I'm in the playoffs now.
Who was on your team?
Oh, I just picked him up as an emergency situation. DK Metcalf.
Okay.
He's like a rookie wide receiver for the Seahawks.
Well, and that game last night, the Seahawks and the Vikings, I saw a tiny bit of it.
Who won?
The Seahawks won. But it was just
came down to the wire.
The
game. It was a crazy, crazy game.
I like Russell Wilson, though. I really, really, really do. I'm trying to drop some knowledge, you guys.
I know.
Yeah, Russell Wilson, there she goes.
McKenzie Sports Minute coming up next.
I actually did research of the hottest NFL players so I could like get in the combo.
Nice.
Jimmy Garoppolo. Garoppolo is the top one.
Oh, yeah. He's very attractive. And you know what? I think he truly is the real deal.
Listen, if you want to get a conversation, Mackenzie, sexy. I want you to do some real research. It could take you a while. I want you to tell me the sexiest offensive or defensive lineman. That's
Christian
real work.
McCaffrey?
Christian McCaffrey's very hot. He's not an offensive or defensive
what
lineman.
What about Danny Amendola, used to date Olivia Culpo?
He's a wide receiver.
No, he's a wide receiver. So
very sexy. What about A.J. Green?
Nope. He is a wide receiver, yeah.
Snazzy dresser.
For the Bengals, yeah. No. You know what? I think I know one. His name is Dick Vitale. He plays for the Green Bay Packers. I'm pretty
sure.
Wait,
I was like, Dickie V? Like the announcer?
Yeah, baby! I'm sexy as hell!
I love
it. It's a different one, and it's
Come rub my bald head!
I love that dude.
It's
Dickie
named,
V, baby!
He's so excited all the time.
No, it's a different one, and he's very attractive, and I think he might be an offensive lineman. Whatever.
Hey, pork chop, you've heard of Ricky with the good hair? I'm Dickie V with the good hair!
He's so awesome.
Okay, well, I don't know what's happening, but that's cool. That sounds exciting. My mother-in-law was in town yesterday. I actually had a decent time talking to her. It was quite civil. Okay, this is another thing, too. I had to open my birthday presents last night. My birthday is a week from today. Not shamelessly promoting myself, but please send packages to the station for moi. But I had to open my presents last night because she's leaving today, like in the morning. And I'm like, why do I have to open my birthday presents a week early? My wife guilted me into doing that.
Oh.
I'm thankful, though. I got Call of Duty Modern Warfare. I'm about to go boom, headshot on y'all.
I also call it COD.
Oh, COD. I love me some COD.
Just a little correction. Dan Vitale. Dan Vitale.
Okay.
And he is a fullback.
Oh, okay. Lynn was thinking of probably just another one.
I still think Dickie V is like old man sexy.
Hey, baby! Thank you for the shout out, Liv. I appreciate it. Wait, where am I? Oh, okay. Hey, Mackenzie, what's coming up with the tea?
Well, director Martin Scorsese says, do not watch this on your phone, whatever you do. And Antonio Brown is making new music. I have a taste for you coming up in one song.
It's a bop!
Time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it is tea time, and we are kicking things off with Antonio Brown. If you're like, hey, what's this dude been up to since things have been a little shaky? I'll tell you, he's been working on music. What? With Sean Kingston, who I used to love back in the day. He's kind of been MIA, but these two have been working on new music and some new sounds, and we have a snippet for you right now.
I assume that's Sean Kingston right there.
Yes. Okay.
Wait, where's Antonio Brown at, though? I want him I run, I catch the ball, y'all.
Y'all. They're actually going to record the album together. So they're actually.
An album?
They're doing not just a song, they're doing an entire album together.
Okay.
So
all right.
I'll keep you posted on that, but maybe this is a new career for Antonio Brown.
Hey, man, whatever he wants to do, do your thing, dude.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you're coming back to football.
I'm actually very happy that Sean Kingston is, like, back in the mix because he's a talented dude.
I always thought, sorry if I'm wrong, I thought he died when he hit, like, a bridge on his jet ski.
He was on a jet ski, I think, in Jamaica, like his where he's from or whatever.
Oh, no!
Jamaica me crazy, but he survived. Well,
jeez.
Martin Scorsese, he says, do not watch The Irishman on your phone.
The past 20-some-odd years, I've made films both for television and for, in terms of the screen size and the theater. I would suggest, if you ever want to see one of my pictures or most films, please don't look at it on a phone, please. An iPad, a big iPad, maybe, you know?
I get what he's saying, but Mackenzie, like, things have changed. Even the way you consume our show, Joe Mackenzie.
Yes.
It's on your phone. I mean, you still listen on the radio, too, but things are different.
I know, but he makes his pictures, and people that are close to him call him Marty. So I'll call him Marty. Marty doesn't want you to watch it on your phone. Now, The Irishman getting all kinds of buzz over on Netflix. And Liv, I know you watched a lot of families dove in on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so it's basically about, like, the Italian mob in the 1950s, and this Irishman who ends up becoming a top hitman for the Italian mob. And it also has to do with Jimmy Hoffa, which was like a person in the political party with like all of the unions and stuff in the 1950s. So it has a lot to do with politics and just the Italian mob.
I see.
It's interesting because isn't your dad Papa C in the mob?
Oh my gosh. No
comment?
Not.
Okay, cool. He's like, oh, honey, this is a biography about our family.
So check out The Irishman. It's supposed to be awesome. I definitely want to. Ooh, Wendy Williams is putting Lori Loughlin's daughter on blast. So Olivia Jade, of course, it's the whole college admission scandal. She returned to YouTube, and Wendy Williams is not having it.
Lori Loughlin's entitled Stupid Daughter broke her silence for the first time since college admission scandal, since it broke. Well, she's 20 years old now. I don't mean to call her stupid. I just don't care. Lock the mother up. Daughter, go away. 20 is old enough to understand that your parents rigged the system and your mom's going to jail. Right now, you waited 9 months. Too soon, little girl. Too soon.
I actually agree with Wendy Williams on this because I watched Olivia Jade's video and she didn't really say much. So, hi, guys. I really missed you. I mean, I get it. But like your mother, this is the thing that made me mad about this whole situation. She turned on her parents. She turned on her mom, who in fact did this for her. And it made me excruciating mad.
But, and I don't know what 18-year-old is not smart enough to realize like, your grades and like your extracurricular activities can't get you into certain schools, certain Ivy Leagues. Like I know that I did not have what it took to get into an Ivy League school. And if I all of a sudden got admitted and got accepted, I'd be like, oh, wait a
minute.
Because
you're on the rowing.
I don't know. I think it's hypocritical to Live the Web Girls out here speaking like this. The fact is, I think your dad paid a couple of people to get you into community college, and we're not talking about that.
We're talking about it. Oh, and Mariah Carey, if you really want to peeve her off, don't do this.
If somebody turns off the Christmas music, I get really upset. Like if I wake up when there's no Christmas music in the house, I freak out. So it has to happen from the time I am off for Christmas till like at least, the very least, the 28th.
Okay, honey, I wonder if she just listens to her own songs.
Oh, you know she does.
Because she also reveals her favorite holiday films.
There's so many great. Miracle on 34th Street, It's a Wonderful Life, Four Christmases is a modern day classic. I love Elf. You know, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and all those little claymation ones. I love those. Frosty the Snowman. I watch them all. I'm literally like a little kid at Christmas. Probably more like a little kid than the kids I'm around. Like, worse than my own kids.
Oh, girl. Well, hey, we're going to talk about our favorite holiday films, and we're going to see if you can name some coming up around 8:35.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, Mackenzie. Who does, I would say, the goodest on the show? I don't know if that's a word.
The best.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, well, goodest is not a word.
Well, I made it up because, like, good things we do to other people. What would you say that?
Kindest? Most generous?
I think we're going to go with goodest. Either way, we're going to find out who does the most kind things, the best things on the show. I have the list of the most common things that people do to be good and kind to other people. And, well, I don't know if anybody else on the show does anything. We'll find out in less than 10 minutes. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Good morning. We're Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Who does the kindest things on the show? I like to say who does the goodest, but I've been told that that is not a word. We're still waiting official verification, but how about this? The average American does, they say, 5 good deeds a month. I'm calling BS on that right now.
That seems so low to me. You should do like something kind at least every single day.
I agree you should, Mackenzie, but I'm telling you, so many people are selfish and don't care about other people. I don't believe that the average American does 5 good deeds a month. There must be like one saint doing like 20 good deeds a day to level out for the one I might do a month. This is according to a new poll, because today is Giving Tuesday. It's a big popular day for donating to charities and helping out and doing good stuff. So I wanted to go through just this list in no particular order, and I wanted to see who is the kindest person or the nicest person on the show that does the most good, okay? So I want everybody to partake here and just chime in. I need to hear you, and let me know if you do it or you don't do it in the past month, okay? We're going to see who's the best person. All right. Giving someone directions. It doesn't say they have to be good directions, but have you given someone directions?
Yes.
I think the opposite of this. You should just tell people to Google Map it. So that's doing an unkind deal.
Older
giving
people
someone directions.
Sometimes don't know if they're not from here or from wherever you are. I'm actually all the time on vacation or something or in a place I don't know. And people, I'm an approachable person. So people are like, hey, you look nice. And then they ask me something.
They're like, hey, you look really ugly. Talking to me like, I'm not going up to you.
I have weirdly was asked this at a gas station recently, about 2 weeks ago, which I think is so bizarre because I rarely have ever been asked this because everyone has an iPhone.
It's so funny. Whoever asked to live for directions is still lost.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Man, where are we going to go?
Screwed. They asked the wrong person.
Okay, so it sounds like I have not given directions, so it sounds like two out of us. I'll give Mackenzie and Liv a little ding right there. How about this? Has anybody in the past month held a door for a stranger? I have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, I do that every day.
Okay, good, good. We're doing good so far right here. Okay. What about this? Have you guys let someone with fewer items cut in line in a store?
Mm. Yeah, my boyfriend just let someone do that last week.
No, that isn't. You can't get points for him doing
We're
that.
We're together. They skipped me.
What?
You think that counts?
Of course that counts, because I had to agree to let them skip me too.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, it sounds like you just got taken advantage of. It didn't sound like you're like, here you go. They're like, I don't care. Get out of my way, dude.
I actually do this a lot because I like it when people do it for me. So like if someone only has like one or two items and I have a full cart of stuff, I'm like, go ahead. Oh, like you're going to be annoyed waiting for me.
No, I am the police. I am like right there. I'm like, oh, you're in 12 items or less. You have 13, ma'am.
Oh, no.
There are 13 items.
I always do it for moms with kids because they just want to get out of there and I just feel their pain.
Oh, hey, it's no way. You can't just slide in there because you got a kid.
Yeah, I mean, if their kids are crying and they're at Target, they're trying to check out. Yes, of course.
I'm not buying that fake baby excuse to cut in line.
That's because you don't have kids. I can't wait. Your kid has like a blowout in their diaper or a temper tantrum.
I've had a blowout in my pants before. I know what it's like. I don't need a kid for that. Okay, what about this? How good of people are we? And maybe you too. Have you helped somebody cross the street? I think maybe once in my life I've done that. I don't even know if I have. Has anybody helped an old lady across the street or someone?
This is a made up good deed. I've never seen anyone that like needed help crossing the street.
Yeah, what do you actually do?
833-563-2539. Like, I want to celebrate you. If you're listening right now and you have helped anybody, it could be a full-grown adult, a little kid, if you have really helped somebody across the street, because that's impossible.
Like, it's typically elderly people. I mean, nowadays it's weird if you grabbed a little kid and held their hand across the street.
Oh, no
kidding. People would be like, hey.
Yeah, I'm not doing any of that.
And, like, I feel like we just don't live in a big enough city. I mean, maybe in New York City this happens more often, but, like, we don't live in New York City. So it's not like you see hundreds and hundreds of people on the crosswalk every day.
I mean, New York, you're just shuffling around everywhere. I've been in the city many times.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But it's like there's more people, so maybe there's a better chance of this happening.
I want to ask,
off the top of the dome.
If you're at the airport, or if you're on a bus, or you're at the little trams or whatever, have you got up for someone else to have your seat?
Yes, you should always do that for like a woman. You should always stand up if you're a guy.
Well, and I just think...
Or an older person.
Or I saw this woman who was pregnant.
Yes.
And the man she was with sat down and she didn't have anywhere to sit. The man she was with took the seat. And so I got up and was like, you're going to have my seat.
Hold on. Are we sure she was pregnant though?
I mean, I am pretty certain she was pregnant.
That's one of those things that you never ask.
I knew it. No.
I knew a girl,
God love her. She actually has had a kid now. But for like 2 years, I thought she was pregnant. She just had a beer gut.
It just did not seem like she had a beer gut. She was like very, very perfectly round.
I thought Joe was going to say, are we sure she's a woman?
This is Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
All right, hey, coming up next, we got Joe's Need to Know News. Terrible, terrible news. We might run out of our favorite fast food item. This is just absolutely terrible. And speaking of the airport, what did a woman try to do to get a bigger seat? She wanted a bigger seat.
On the plane?
Yes, it caused the plane to have to turn around and land. We'll tell you about that and everything else that you need to know. Joe's Need to Know News is coming up after Selena Gomez, Lose You to Love Me. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. Oh no, potatoes. Well, they're saying potato processors are trying to keep French fries on the menu after a cold, wet weather has damaged crops in the U.S. and Canada. Part of the problem, I guess, is the crop damage means potatoes are coming in a little bit smaller. I mean, come on, guys. We know about shrinkage when it's cold. French fry makers usually favor longer spuds, and they're saying it's likely that potato prices could climb this year in North America. So not to be a scary person, but boy, I'd stock up on your French fries. I'd get them while you can.
Ew, that's not as good, though, stocking up. Have you had frozen French fries? I mean, I guess...
I think nothing beats the real thing, like fresh out of the fryer.
Right.
But is there a kind that you like? Like, only thing I like, it's not really a French fry. I like tater tots.
Oh,
I like
I
those.
Love
like
tots.
Crispy tots.
Give me your tots.
You know what I'm doing for lunch today. Mm-mm-mm. Speaking of food, everybody is getting down with the chicken game. McDonald's is now testing a new crispy chicken sandwich at locations in Houston, Knoxville, and Tennessee. The sandwich is kind of a dressed down version of the McDonald's menu of other chicken sandwich options. It's going to have a fried filet served on a potato roll topped with butter and pickles. I need to try this. Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now, needs to try this and tell me, how is it? So I was mentioning a woman that, well, she wanted to get a bigger seat. So I assume she was sitting in like coach or maybe business. But listen, if you've ever been in first class or even walking by it, those are bigger seats. They're not just in the front of the plane. They're way bigger. They're way more comfortable. And she wanted to get herself into that. So she faked a medical emergency to get a bigger seat. She faked like she was sick. The pilot ended up, though, turning the flight around to get her help for the emergency.
Oh.
It's like, okay, we have to make an emergency landing. Please take your seats, put your seatbelts on.
I would kill that lady.
Yeah, it turned out she faked it and she was taken into custody.
Oh, man.
What an idiot. All right, sad news to report this morning here. Little Bub is dead at the age of 8. The beloved internet cat died on Sunday after battling a persistent and aggressive bone infection. Little Bub had, I guess, some genetic mutations if you've never seen it before. We'll have a photo up on our blog. He was the cutest little cat, and he had feline dwarfism and osteoporosis.
Aww.
This cat had a lot of stuff going on, but just what's funny, went really viral on the internet years ago, and it's just great. There's actually a documentary, too. I think I haven't watched it yet, but it's called Little Bub and Friends. It was put out in 2013.
Aww.
I want to watch it now. So RIP to Little Bub. We're thinking of you. And don't cheat. Don't peek. I have a list here of the baby names from babynames.com. The most popular baby names for this year of 2019.
Yes, I am all about
Let's go with the boys. There were, I think, I got three names here. Give me a name, Mackenzie, you think was one of the top three names.
For boys?
A boy first.
Noah.
No, incorrect. Live the Web Girl. What do you think was one of the top three names for a boy this year? A baby boy.
I got
Hudson.
One.
No. Porkchop.
Preston.
No. Anybody else want to guess one more time, Mackenzie?
Acton.
Nope.
Arrow.
Nope.
Lunch. I don't know. I'm just starting to say stuff.
Dinner. Brunch. No.
Oliver.
Yes.
Ooh.
The other ones were Liam and Theodore. There you go.
Theodore.
All right, real quick. What about for girls? Give me a girl's name here. Top three.
Emma.
Nope.
Olivia.
Nope. Porkchop.
Addie.
Nope.
I don't know.
Lucy.
Rose.
Harper.
No, I don't think you guys are going to get this one. Charlotte, Amelia, and Violet.
I love
hey,
those.
Hey, I was so close.
How are you close, Chops?
I said Rose.
Okay. Violet. Yeah, that's close.
And then there was Lily, and there was Dandelion, and Clover, and
Violet.
The worst is when you have a baby name and someone steals it. So the old debate is, do you tell people, do you state claim, like, this is my baby name, or do you keep it a secret so no one steals it?
Oh, here's my thing. If I have a name and I talk about it on the air, and then, like, one of our friends has it, first of all, I'm going to fight you and your wife. But second of all, we're going to keep the name. I'm not giving up a baby's name just because somebody else got it, like, stole it from us.
Well, let's say your baby name was Alexa, and then Alexa comes out, and everyone's like, boo, you're so boring.
I would change
that.
My kid's name if they were young enough, if that kind of technology thing came along. I'm like, sorry, your name is no longer Siri. I know it's a cute name, but we're changing it up. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Check all this out online at joeandmackenzie.com. Who's ready for Song of the Day?
Yeah!
All right. Kind of a weak response. We're going to get ready for it, though. We'll compose ourselves, and we will do Song of the Day coming up in less than 3 minutes here on Radio Now. Day, we pick a category often suggested by you, and then We try to have the best song that represents that category. Today, it's songs about the weather. So it could be, you know, hot, cold, wet, dry, whatever. As long as the song has some kind of a weather reference, we're going to let that one slide. Let's kick it off today with Liv the Web Girl, who did not win yesterday for Song of the Day. She also didn't lose, I guess. She wasn't here. What song you got today?
Okay, so I am going, it was the first song that came to my mind, like, right away when I heard this category and this theme, and that is Temperature by Sean Paul.
Well, I'm on the way, the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom.
Whoa, good song.
What's the weather reference? I guess just temperature?
Temperature.
Yeah, temperature, and it goes, I wanna be keeping you warm.
Okay.
Porchat's really trying to, like, question yours. I think it's an acceptable song today.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mackenzie, good luck with this one. Porchat might try to shut you down, too. What do you have?
Well, it's about weather, and my ideal weather that just makes you smile. You can go out maybe with, like, a little sweatshirt and then lose it. Sunny and 75. Some Joe Nichols.
Somewhere, sunny.
Takes me to the beach, my toes in the sand. It's sunny and 75, and life is good.
All right, producer Porkchop, what do you got this morning?
Mine's a little throwback myself, taking it back to, let's see, when I was, I think it was in elementary school, maybe just getting into high school, and I had no idea what this song meant. I literally thought it was talking about rain, but as I grew up, quickly realized it wasn't talking about that. It's Fat Joe.
Yeah, I'm in it.
Oh, what is that song about? I never understood.
It's about just, you know, changing the weather and making it rain.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I never knew that.
And make
Thank
it rain
you.
On them people.
All right, cool. Well, I didn't even realize my song, I think, is actually the oldest, but listen. I wasn't even trying to go for Throwback Thursday, but why not get the win for that one today, too? I went with a song which has a good message. Don't steal my sunshine. It's Len.
I know it's all for me.
Oh,
that
I know.
Was.
That
yes,
song
honey.
Is just like a good vibe right there. All right, you have a tough job, and I apologize that we're making you do the hard work, and that is voting. You get one vote right now. You got less than 2 minutes to do it. Grab your phone, text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. The category, once again, that you're making your determination is songs about weather. Liv had Temperature by Sean Paul. Mackenzie had Sunny and 75 by Joe Nichols. Pork Chop, I had Make It Rain by Fat Joe, and I had Steal My Sunshine by Len. That's song to 52140. Song of the day. The results are now being calculated. Pork Chop and Rosie are doing that. While they are, let me give you a recap of what you could have voted for song of the day. The category were songs about weather. We had, of course, producer Porkchop, get to him in a second, but we had Liv the Web Girl kicking it off with Temperature by Sean Paul.
Well, I'm on the way to time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm, I got the right temperature.
I kind of like that, I wouldn't mind hearing that this morning. We then had Mackenzie with Sunny and 75 by Joe Nichols.
Somewhere sunny and 75.
Yeah, that's a good song. Joe Nichols is a cool country artist. If you don't know him, check him out. Porkchop. Didn't know what it meant back in the day, but he does now. He went with Fat Joe and Lil Wayne. Make it rain.
Got a head full of stacks, better grab an umbrella. I make it rain, I make it rain.
Make it rain on those nice ladies. And then myself, Joe, I went with an oldie, but I would say a goodie. We'll see how the voting feels about it. Len, that's the group. It's called Steal My Sunshine.
I know it's all for me.
I think it's a little out of character for me, stepping outside of my comfort zone.
I really love that song, though. It's an oldie but goodie.
I can just play it if you want.
No.
Oh, okay.
We have to let the people decide.
Okay, let's hear it.
So the results are in, and exactly how I thought the results are going to be, that's how they came out. Coming in dead last place with 14% of the vote, Mackenzie.
What? Really?
I mean, I get it. Joe Nichols is a country artist, but that's a really great song.
But we've had country songs win before in Song of the Day. It's,
tis
I mean,
true. Tis true.
It's a good song.
Thank you.
Right behind her, with only 19% of the vote, third place goes to Joe Pesh.
See, I would have loved if I didn't win, Joe, your song.
It's always so interesting to me, like, how does it happen? How does it happen?
Oh, okay.
You all right over there?
Yeah. Second place, with 25% of the vote. No, I'm kidding. Me, Pork Chop.
What?
Yeah, I knew you were going to win, Liv. That's a good one. Yeah, you won.
Wow, I literally have not won in, I think, probably
3 weeks.
2 months. This is amazing. I was shocked. I normally either get last or second.
41% of the vote.
Wow,
so a big percentage.
Yay, thank you for voting for
you
me.
Know
I
what
love
makes
this
me,
song.
You know what makes me so butthurt is I picked that song before and it didn't win.
Did you?
Sean Paul?
Really?
I picked Temperature. I know I picked.
I want to throw this out. If you listen to Song of the Day every day and you're like, oh, my song, the best music never wins, not saying anything about today, but just in general,
oh, no, I would
then
agree
you
about
gotta
today.
Get to voting.
Yes.
You gotta let your voice be heard.
And let the record show, too, when it comes to real life voting, Liv doesn't vote. So how is she going
that
to win Song of the Day?
That is actually not true at all, and you know that I do vote, and I will fight you right now about saying that. Voting is
Barstool
so important.
Barstool polls don't count.
Hey, be an informed voter with Song of the Day and in your local and national elections.
Actually, you know what? I don't want you to vote anymore. All right, here is your Song of the Day winner. It's songs about, well, the weather. It is Sean Paul Temperature. Live the web girl, picking the song today. I am on. Sean Paul. Never understand the word he says in his songs, but I love it. Temperature, your winner today. Liv the Web Girl picked that. I am a little butthurt. I picked that song before and did not win. The category was not the same, but still hurts, Pork Chop.
Ooh,
still hurts.
We got a DM coming in.
Ooh,
saying
slide
that
in.
We should have picked Thunder by Imagine Dragons.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people love that song.
Yes, that's actually a wonderful
What's that
suggestion.
One song by AC/DC? It's like, Thunderstruck. Oh, we could have drank during that. All
that
right, tomorrow.
That would not have won.
Yeah. Thunder.
Maybe it would have. It's unpredictable. I don't know.
Okay. Well, hey. That's why you get to chime in. Hey, when you guys know, because we tease, like tomorrow, for example, we're going to be doing Song of the Day, Best Breakup Song, DM me, Joe Pesh Radio, so I can play the winning song you want to hear. Or if you have a suggestion, Joe McKenzie, hit us up. If you don't already, by the way, follow us on Instagram. Now, this is something, if you have a little kid, whether you're the parent or the not, like when you're in a store with them and they want a toy, this is a genius idea, McKenzie. I don't know, does your little daughter Lulu, I know she's a good kid, but every kid's a kid. Does she ever act like, I want this, mommy, I want this? You ever have to like say no or like, you know, in the store? Is she pretty, hey, can I get this and relax? Because you know kids lose their mind.
My little girl is 9 going on like 29. She's very chill. But she will say, oh, mommy, I would really like this. But then I'll say, no, honey, you have 16,000 of those. Like more slime or more lip gloss or just random stuff. She does. I don't like little trinkety things.
I agree.
Minimalist. So we do battle on that.
Okay, well. This mom, she has a trick to help get kids, like when they're begging for toys in the store, even not around the holiday season. She says to do this, and it's actually gone viral. This woman out of Washington explained that every year around Christmas time, her daughter, she loves her, but her daughter would want everything she saw inside the store. The displays are amazing, all you see on the TV and online. What's her trick? A picture. She takes a picture. Here's what she does. And she recommends this for moms and dads out there, anybody with a little kiddo that's kind of having a meltdown wanting something. She said, just pause for a second, comment on the thing they're pointing out and say, hey, let's take a picture with that and send it to Santa so he knows you want it.
Perfect.
Genius.
I actually do that to myself because I used to be an impulsive buyer. And it was just, I would get really hyped about something and want to buy it. And now I take a beat. I take a picture, and then if I can't stop thinking about it or a screenshot, then I will go purchase it. But I don't buy on the spot because
okay.
That got me in trouble.
Yeah, okay. Live the web girl.
Hence, my closet is exploding.
I took my four-year-old nephew just to Walmart when I was home for the holidays, for the Thanksgiving holiday, just because he wanted fruit by the foot so bad. And I was like, I'll take him. I'm not doing anything, whatever. Every single thing that he saw in that store he wanted, he goes, oh, holy moly, look at that. Holy moly, look at that. There were giant Olafs.
There were dragons.
There were trucks. Like, everything he wanted. I was like, maybe Santa will get you that. And I just, like, was dragging him through the store. I mean, he didn't throw a fit or anything, but I felt bad telling him that Santa's going to get all of these presents when Santa might not know about all of these presents.
See, what I would recommend, and I know it's a little past the time, I think it was almost a year ago that this happened, but if you're taking a kid into the store and they're going to be seeing things, I say you do the Bird Box Challenge.
What do you mean by that?
You just put like a blindfold over their eyes so they can't see anything.
It got to the point where I just picked him up, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to walk you.
We're getting out of here. Let's go. Hey, if parents are listening right now, I would love to hear before we get into the tea, 833-563-2539. What's something that happened with your boy or your girl where they just had a meltdown inside the store? Like, what toy? I want that toy! Like, what toy did they have to have? If you want to share that with us, it'd be great. 833-563-2539. It's Post Malone Circles. Morning. It is Joe McKenzie here on radio. Now, we're talking about this mom. She has an awesome recommendation. If you've got a little boy or a little girl and you're going through the store, obviously holiday season or anytime, they have a meltdown. Like, I want that toy. I want that toy. She's like, pause. Acknowledge the kid. Like, look at the toy. Say, hey, let's take a picture for Santa. What a genius.
I do that to myself, too.
Oh, my God. Mackenzie's like,
send it to Santa.
I'm like, Mackenzie, we're going to
really
take
like
a picture
this
Mercedes,
of this. Santa.
I wish I could do it with my wife, Lindsay, and all the shoes she has.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Love to hear your story. 833-563-2539. Let's go to Lee. Hey, Lee, thanks for calling in to Joe and Mackenzie. What happened with your kid?
Hey, good morning. So about 25 years ago, my oldest son was 5. We went to Target, and he wanted a Batman figurine. And I said no, and he threw a fit and started crying. So the whole entire time I was shopping, he was crying and throwing a fit. By the time I got to the checkout, I was so totally stressed out, and he was still crying. And it was long lines. I picked him up out of the cart, left my cart in line, and exited the store. And he never asked for anything again.
Okay, could you explain to Joe, because he was saying, I say I let moms with kiddos that are losing it go in front of me at the checkout. And he's like, oh, no, no. And I said, wait until you have a child and then you will understand.
Exactly. It was so embarrassing, though. I mean, I thought I was, you know, people thought I was beating my child, but I wasn't because he was throwing such a fit. And that is so embarrassing when you're at the store and people are throwing a fit or you hear a child screaming. And in my mind, I'm thinking, what is that parent doing to the child?
Oh, I never judge the mom or dad. Like, I always am just feeling their pain.
Lee, I'm judging you for what happened 25 years ago, and I'm judging for what happens in the future. Judge. No, I'm kidding. Hey, thanks for calling in and sharing that. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Oh, ladies, if you want to date Brad Pitt, you need to know this. And Howard Stern also wants to punch this guy in the face. Kid Rock, everyone wants to punch Simon Cowell in the face. I'll tell you why.
It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, it's tea time. I gotta check in this Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith because she gets some juicy interviews. She just sat down with T.I. and his wifey, Teeny. Is it Teeny or Tiny?
Tiny.
Tiny?
Teeny's his ex. This is embarrassing.
This is Tiny. And they talked about their marriage struggles.
I know that you guys went through a really tough time. You put divorce papers in. Twice.
Yeah, the first time we couldn't get the papers to
them. Hey, listen. They got a job to do. They got a job to do. I got a job to do.
They
couldn't catch it.
You had the wrong people. Yeah, I'm not finna do your job for you. She kept calling me saying, will you please let these people give you these papers? For what? Let them do their job.
Right. That's the thing. You have to be served divorce papers. You have a bunch of options through the mail. An officer can deliver. And then there's one that's like very intense if you have an officer like on...
I want my wife, Lindsay, if she ever decides to divorce me, I want a cop to come to the studio and, like, come in while we're
mounted
on the air.
Mounted on a horse.
Yeah, don't come on, like, in studio when it's, like, 10:01. Do it live on the air. I want ratings.
You want the drama.
I do. Have them tase me, too.
They also said that they struggled getting back to normal after he got out of prison, but here they are going strong. Well, Jay Leno not commenting on a Korean joke apparently he made. Okay, so this has been all over the place. Gabrielle Union was fired from America's Got Talent. Now, she is kind of saying one of the points was when Jay Leno was a guest and he made an inappropriate comment, a joke about a Korean restaurant. Now, paparazzi's trying to get him to comment, but he just commented on her.
I love Gabrielle Union. She's a great girl. I really enjoy working with her. She's really good. She's
Do you think was she treated fairly, though?
I don't know. But I think she's a great girl.
Now, Howard Stern also taking aim at Simon Cowell. Okay, he's saying that he's setting the straight, saying the men on the show, no matter how ugly they are, how old they get, talentless, they stay on the show. But it's obvious that Simon Cowell keeps switching out the females to get hotter and younger female judges, which if you really have looked at the panel, you're like, yes, this kind of makes sense. Someone who also despises Simon Cowell, apparently, is Kid Rock.
Simon Cowell, this thinks he's the greatest A&R guy alive. I'd love nothing more. God, I wish I was 25 again. If I was 25, I would walk up, punch that mother right in the eye.
Why? What did he do?
That's how
just, just for the way he looks.
You don't like it.
Nothing about him. Slimy.
Have you ever met him anywhere?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
I think Kid Rock hates everybody. He hates Oprah. He hates the chicks on The View. Simon Cowell.
He just does not care. Well, Brad Pitt does care. He is looking for a new lady. I'm sure a few ears just perked up, but he says, ladies, warning though, I'm not always easygoing.
There's a lot still to, I guess, put in place. Listen, I don't know what the future is just yet. There's still things that have to, I guess, be answered for me individually.
So he says, hey, I do. I'm human. I lose it at times. And I'm not all the time easygoing and chill as I appear. I don't care.
You
He's
look
like
past
throwing
it.
Red flags out and I'm just dodging them. It's Brad Pitt.
To be fair, it's like to know, like, between him and Angelina Jolie, like, they're probably both, like, a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
So it's like, who's the crazier one? Why did the relationship not work? I don't know.
I don't know.
Do they still have like 20 kids?
They do. All I know is Brad Pitt is like a fine wine. He gets better with age.
Okay. I also know it sounds like Mackenzie's an alcoholic this morning. I agree, though. He is like a good Merlot, is he not? Hey, coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie, I tried. I had something planned out for, I think, a month and a half, and poof, blew up in my face last night.
No.
And I'm telling you right now, she's not coming on. I tried to. My wife, Lindsay, says this is my fault. But I talked to my buddy, Chad, who helped me plan this out. And I want to talk to you guys out, too. I'll give you the whole scenario. This is my wife's fault. And I think my wife needs to change her plans now. I had a big surprise. And now it's ruined.
Aw, for who? For Lindsay?
Yes. I actually tried to be a good husband. We're going to get into it in less than 10 minutes. I really want you to be part of this. So make sure you have our number, 833-563-2539. We're Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now. Hey, I want you to listen to this story. It involves me and my wife, Lindsay, and then I want you to call in and be honest. I really think she needs to change her plans, and this is not my fault. I've had a surprise going for, I think, like keeping it from my wife for a month and a half, which is a long time for me. I know my wife loves Christmas. This is her favorite time of the year, and she loves the movie Elf. There's actually a little play going on at a theater. It's like Elf the Musical. So my buddy Chad told me about this. I'm giving him all the credit. We were doing some disc golf. He's like, hey, why don't, we do a double date. You and your wife, Lindsay, me and my wife, Stacy, will go. They'll love it. And where's the place, Mackenzie, you go to? I never say it correctly, but it's the ice skating rink, the German Market, right?
The Kris Kringle Mart?
Yes, so it's right there. Then the theater's right next to this place,
yes.
Okay? So it's a really popular place to go. And it's like, oh, we'll go there. We'll have some like hot cocoa. They have amazing food. We can do that. I'm not going to ice skate because I fall, I'll break my other
No,
hip.
Go ice skating.
No.
I took Lucy, my little girl, and it was so much fun. Who cares? Everyone's wiping out. Everyone. You have the professionals.
I have a fake hip. Do you want to do the show by yourself for 3 months?
Sure.
Okay.
I feel
probably,
I am anyway.
Probably, yeah. Then
with the holidays coming up.
Then I should just break my hip. But here's my problem, and here's the question that I really want you to tell me. Is this my wife's fault, or is this my fault? Turns out, the big event is this Friday night. I'm keeping a secret. My wife and I have a shared family calendar. I don't dictate, like, who she hangs out with, and she doesn't dictate me. Like, we're in an open relationship as far as trusting each other, not, like, hooking up with people. But she doesn't say, honey, do I have permission? Of course, you're an adult woman. Of course, you can do stuff. But we put dates in the calendar so we know, oh, hey, we're booked doing something. Don't book something that night. She booked to go to some concert. I don't even know what it is. It's this Friday night with a good friend of ours named Molly. So those two are going to go out. And shout out to Molly, because I tell her pretty much to date my wife, because I'm a terrible husband. She'll go out and take my wife out, and they'll do stuff together. And they have an event on Friday. Well, guess when the big event is, the play and everything? Friday night.
So you've said what the event is, right?
Yeah, she knows now.
Elf.
She knows now it's Elf. We're gonna
I'll
go to the mart.
Take your tickets.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking.
I wanted to get them, and if anyone wants to hook me up with them, because they were very expensive.
I was
the only ones I found. I don't know how.
Let's make a deal here. How much were the tickets you saw?
They were like $125 a pop.
Okay, we can do that deal.
No,
I got them cheaper than that. Give me $90 for two tickets. I think we paid like $90 or $100. My point being, that's a lot of money. We set this whole thing up, and my wife's like, "Well, I can't bail on Molly now. Like, we had a thing, but you never told me about this event. Like, I wouldn't have bought the tickets if I would have known." She's like, "I had this booked a few weeks before you even did this with your buddy Chad. But you never told me. You never asked me about it. Not like she needs my permission, but just to say, hey, I'm going to go to this event, so it's on the calendar." And it's not. If you look, it's not on our family calendar. Like when we have like shared events.
Oh, shoot. So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm telling her, and this is where I want everybody to call us at 833-563-2539. Like, you got to apologize to your friend Molly. You got to say that your husband Joe tried to step up and do something nice, and that she messed up by not putting it on the family calendar. Like, I'm not mad at my wife, but it is her fault, right? Now, my wife's saying that I should have put on there surprise. She's saying I should have put it on there.
You should have put date night surprise.
Okay, but here's my thing. Then she's like, well, I had this booked before you. How would I be able to put date night or surprise on there if I didn't know? Like, a few weeks earlier, she claimed she was the first one to do this. She should have done it. Am I wrong? Like, she should have put it on the calendar that she had something.
I think you
even if I'm not involved,
need to quit pointing fingers of she said, he said, who should have done what, and figure this out. What's the intention? What's the solution?
Okay, well, that's what I'd like some help with this morning. 833-563-2539. Does my wife tell our friend Molly, hey, sorry, I'll pay for the ticket, but you're going to have to find somebody else to go? Or do I, like, maybe take a listener? Do I take a single female that listens to the show? Do I take her as my date with Chad and Stacy? I mean,
why would that be the
go-to? Are there any single moms out there that need a night out? I'll take you out. Okay, maybe that's not the best option. What do you guys think?
I think you're both in the wrong here.
Excuse me?
I mean, let me ask you this. What if she was trying to surprise you? Like, what if she wasn't going with Molly? Like, let's say you were both trying to surprise each other on the same night, and then would that make a difference?
I don't know, but, like, I think this problem would have been avoided if it even just said surprise or hanging out with Molly or just something that I know. Like, she knew she was going to an event. Like, she purchased tickets, because you can cancel, like, hey, I was going to go play disc golf with Pork Chop. Well, I'm not going to go do that. That's a free event. But when you put money down, like, we put $100 down, for me, that's like $1 million.
I'm kind of with Pork Chop. I think it's both of your faults. I think that it's very sweet that you wanted to plan a surprise, but I think you should have told her, like, hey, that Friday, December, whatever.
Keep it open. Date night.
Keep it open. I've got a surprise for you. I'm not telling you what it is. Please don't try to find or dig of what it is. I've got a surprise for you. Leave that date open. You should have done that months ago, and so then she wouldn't have planned anything, and it still would have been a surprise.
Are either of these dates or tickets refundable, or can you move the date? Because the Elf is playing for a while.
I got to see about Elf. I'm pretty sure neither one's refundable. I think the show, they're going to some concert or somebody. I don't even know who it is, but I think it's a one night only. Like, they're in town for that night, then they move on.
Okay, so...
Be honest here. It's okay if everybody disagrees with my wife. It's okay. We can let her be wrong.
Put the tickets both up for sale and see what you can make the most money on, and then go to the other one.
Look at you trying to make that money.
Ching, ching, ching. That's what I do.
833-563-2539. I want to know what we should do. Your expert opinion next here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Just want to say, I do love my wife, Lindsay. She is an amazing woman, but I am trying. We've been together for 7 years, married for four, and I'm not bragging that I'm not a great husband, but I know I can always do better. And in an attempt to do better, I said, you know what? Good idea, Chad. My buddy Chad came up with it. It's like, you and your wife, Lindsay, me and my wife, Stacy, they like to go to this little like winter German market to get food and have fun and have hot cocoa and drink alcohol. And they're right next door at the theater. They're going to have Elf the Musical. Oh my gosh. They both love Elf. They both love Santa.
And I do remember you bringing this idea to the forefront like months ago, and I thought that was really cute that you were pre-planning this.
And I was like, we got a big surprise, because she's like, well, why are we sending Chad $100? Why are we sending him money? I'm like, it's a surprise. And then it comes to find out, my wife's like, oh, I'm going to go to a concert Friday night with our friend Molly. I'm like, next Friday? She's like, oh no, this Friday. So what do? Does my wife ditch our friend Molly? She already paid for that ticket, and to say, hey, good luck, and not go with her? Or do like I try to sell my tickets? Do I go by myself? Am I a third wheel?
Are you guys
on
in
a
fight about this?
We're not like fighting, but I really think she's wrong, and this is my main point. 833-563-2539. She had this planned out a week or two before I actually like had this the tickets purchased. Like, we actually looked at Venmo to see what was paid for. But that being said, she's even more in the wrong, because she should have put it on the calendar. We have a shared family calendar, whether it's a doctor's appointment, taking the dog somewhere, or hey, I'm going out to do something. So we know, oh, they're busy that night, so we don't make plans.
Did you put surprise for my wife on the calendar?
I did not.
Then but whose fault is it?
This surprise would have never happened, though, Liv. This would have never went down. I would have never bought the tickets and been out $100 and made a promise to my friends if she would have put it on there. So obviously it's her fault.
No. Well, you need to quit pointing fingers and just figure it out.
All right.
Does she want to go to Elf with you?
I don't know. That was
is
the biggest
she even
thing.
Into
that
it?
Was the biggest thing. She did not seem as excited as I thought she would be. Like, I was heartbroken. I thought she'd be like, oh no, what are we gonna do? She's like, oh, okay. I'm like,
well, maybe she needs a good girls' night. Maybe she's looking obviously forward to hanging out with Molly.
All right, Lindsay, listening in Houston on 92.1 radio now. Thanks for calling in. What did you want to say?
I think that maybe you should reach out to Molly and just let her know how much effort to buy these tickets and set the date up. And maybe Molly can just ditch Lindsay and bring somebody else.
Ooh, that's right. And I don't know if Molly has a boyfriend or not, but she is cute as hell. Like, if I was single, I totally would go on a date with her.
See, those maybe are the type of things you should stop saying, Joe.
No, but I'm saying maybe
your wife's best friend.
No, she's a hottie. Like, we used to work with her.
I know, but this is not helping your sitch.
No, but I'm saying she's like a cute girl. She'll have no problem finding somebody else to go on a date with.
That's all you need to say.
Okay, but I mean, she's really...
Not
she's,
like, a single Molly, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, shoot your shot if you ever have to shoot it. Lindsay, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's go to Tony listening in Indy. What's up, buddy? What'd you want to say?
I just wanted to say that I've been happily married for 15 years, and in 15 years I've learned never blame your wife, number one.
Yes.
So, and listen to McKenzie.
Smart man, and listen to McKenzie. Love you.
Jennifer, good morning. You're on Joe McKenzie. Who's at fault, me or my wife, Lindsay?
I don't think either of you guys are. I think it's really cute that, you know, you're doing something for her. And I say, wives, sell your ticket. Go take advantage of this.
All right. There we go. See? Hey, if my wife can't go, do you want to go?
Hey, let's do it. I'll go over there right now.
All right, cool. I got a date. Then my wife can go. See, I like to connect with listeners. Like, what other show takes you on dates?
I just think you're kind of being a brat about it and making Lindsay like, fine, you don't want to go? I'll find someone else to go.
All right, let's
go. That's not constructive.
Go to Dee Dee. We'll wrap it up listening in Houston. Whose fault is it? My wife, Lindsay?
It's actually both of you guys. Me and my husband have been knowing each other for 20 years, married for 11. And, yeah, we don't put it on the calendar. We're both screwed. So I think that it's more her also, because she knew first.
Yes, exactly.
Before you did. But like you said, there's no excuse of you either. So I think y'all both should sell the tickets and get some money for it and don't do it again.
All right. Dee Dee, don't worry. I'm never going to try again. I told my wife, not till our next anniversary.
No. See, don't do that. Well, fine. You try to do something nice. I'm never going to do it again.
Hey, thank you
for
the call.
I can totally picture you probably said that.
No, I mean, I'm
it's not your out to never plan
anything.
I'm not
even mad at my wife, Lindsay. I'm just mad at the situation. It's like, Mackenzie. Like, you know, even Chaps, everybody knows, like, I really, for once in my relationship in 7 years, tried, and I'm working through therapy to be a better person, more caring, and do all the basic human emotional things that people do, and it's the same day as another concert! Why?
Just give all the tickets away on the radio, and then come see me at the steakhouse on Friday night. I'll serve you.
Ooh. Oh, you could mix it up. You could send Lindsay and Molly to go see Elf, and you go to the concert.
I don't like anything that happened in this conversation. I actually am, I think I'm in a worse position than I was before. Speaking of worse positions, that would be.
What kind of transition is that?
Talking about dare dice, and if you roll the lowest number, that's probably the worst thing that could happen. Who's going to do it? Who's going to face the box of shame?
Dun, dun, dun.
It was Pork Chop a couple of weeks ago. He had that Thanksgiving smoothie. Mm, that sounds so good.
What?
Who's going to lose? We'll roll the dice live on Instagram. It's Joe McKenzie next. Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for Dare Dice. Who's ready to roll the dice? We have two of them. So you roll once and then one more time. The lowest combined numbers are the big loser. That means the next day they have to face a shame that comes from a box that we call
the box of shame. And to add to the intrigue, you get one chance to save yourself. If you lose tomorrow, if you roll doubles, you can either keep the punishment or pass it on to someone else, which is a new added twist.
Okay, so, Mackenzie, it looks like you really want to roll first today, don't you?
Okay.
Go ahead and roll
one dice. Are the dice in the box?
I'm not sure where they are.
Yes, honey, they are.
Okay, there we go. Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Pork Chef has a look on his face.
I'm going to roll one at a time to make it saucy. Okay, you ready?
You okay? Hey, I'm feeling really good today.
I'm excited.
All right.
Okay.
Giggity.
Oh!
One.
This is not so bad. I need a six.
Mackenzie
now.
Rolled a one.
I need a six.
Come on, another one.
Six.
Doubles don't count
at
now.
At least a five or six. Five or six.
Four.
Okay, I got a five total, which is not optimal, but it's better than
that
two.
That is terrible.
Yeah, okay. You're doing the box of shame.
Yay, congratulations, Mackenzie.
I hope someone gets one.
I'll go.
Okay.
Pork chop. That just sucks, because when you get that first one, it's like a kick in the stomach.
What if someone gets a two and a three?
Oh, that'd be, well, a five's a five.
You
guys have a roll-off.
Roll off. Okay,
what
he's shaking
it up. What are you doing?
This is like Yahtzee style.
Okay.
Yahtzee. Oh.
This guy.
Okay, here he goes.
Yep, gotta get it out of the box. Oh, it's Yahtzee.
A three.
Got a one.
Yes. Ooh, a one.
Get a two. Get a roll off.
Oh, yeah.
No, just give a one. Clear cut pork chop.
Woo-hoo! Dang it. Oh.
Four. Oh. We have a total of seven, which means as of right now.
Next.
Wait. Why do you want to go? Okay.
Okay.
I want to get it over with.
Okay,
dang
one
it.
At a time.
Do Yahtzee style. That was fun.
That was fun.
You can do what you want. You're an independent woman.
So far, you got to beat five.
One at a time.
But I want to roll off.
I'm doing a Yahtzee style, like Pork Chop. I'm trying to have good luck.
Liv can't talk and roll at the same time.
Her brain's like, too much going on at once. About to melt down.
She was also sick, so I don't want her really licking or like rubbing up against my microphone.
I know.
I'm like,
She's looking.
Two. Okay, there's a chance. So
wait, hold on.
Hold on. She has to get a three.
Okay, if she gets a two roll-off or a one, she's done. Okay. She's the big loser.
I was just sick. Come on.
Come on, Liv. You got this, girl.
If I lose, I'm going to cough on the dice. No,
it is a five.
Oh, dang it.
Almost. almost went off the table.
It almost went off the table. Saved by the corner. Okay, this would be glorious. Joe gets a one and a one. One and a one.
I remind me, Mackenzie, what did you roll?
Five.
A five, okay.
So you got to get a one and a one.
Woo. All right. If I roll a five, well, I roll a six. Right now with one die.
No!
I could determine Mackenzie as the Box to Shame loser.
One.
Come
on,
it is a six!
Oh! Oh! Dang it!
Wow. You've got no shame in your game.
Are you going to roll the other one just? Can I have a saving roll?
Five! Oh,
dang.
11!
Wow. All right.
I think that's the highest anyone's ever rolled before in
It
a
might
one.
Be.
I have to do the Box of Shame.
Tomorrow, Mackenzie, if you roll double die, you could inflict it on someone else. Don't forget that.
Like Liv the Rub Girl.
Loves it because he knows it won't be him.
Oh, thanks, Mackenzie.
Wait, what the heck does that mean?
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I got to do the Box of Shame, but if I get doubles tomorrow, I am free.
There is no way that you will roll a double. No way.
It's
I'm
on
right now.
It's on. I'm going to practice rolling
tonight.
So let's
put a lot of good punishments in there, okay? If you have a suggestion for a punishment, too, that we should do.
Maybe a Christmas-themed punishment.
Ooh.
Let us know.
Christmas, yeah, holiday-themed.
Whatever we do, we can't have you lick a pole again. Otherwise, we get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
We cannot
Our legal team said no.
Yes.
Oh, you know what we could do? Something we can put in there, like a Christmas story. Someone has to put a bar of soap in their mouth.
I mean, that's a good one.
Oh, I like that. Or I'll bring my BB gun into work and we could
Or I could be like Ralphie and we could put me in a million snowsuits.
Oh, yeah.
And I could walk around
and
tumble
down.
Wait,
so you're warm and comfortable? You're just cold in the studio. Your manipulation won't work with me. All right, hey, suggest us. Maybe that would be something we could do.
The soap in mouth would be against legal.
Not if you sign a waiver.
I'm not signing it.
You are such a party pooper. We have your chance in less than 10 minutes around 8:10, 7:10 Central to win a $100 Amazon gift card thanks to our friends at the CW. We're going to talk more about that coming up, but your chance to win, you looking for some money for the holidays for yourself or a friend, $100 will go a long, long way.
This is so perfect. You can buy some presents with that.
Is Drake wrong for texting Billie Eilish? He's getting a lot of heat for this online. The number is 833-563-2539. There was an interview going on recently. Billie Eilish was talking to Vanity Fair, and she revealed one of the most famous people in her phone, because they was always like, hey, who's a famous contact? It's Drake. She said, Drake, he's like the nicest dude I've ever spoken to. I mean, I only like texting him, but he's so nice. Like, he doesn't need to be nice, you know what I mean? He's at like a high level in life where he doesn't need to be nice, but he is. So yeah.
Everyone should be nice.
Of course, but I guess, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, people will bow down to him and be nice to him, even like, you know, if he was a jerk to them. It's like, oh, it's Drake. I'll be nice to him no matter what. I get what she's saying, but you're right. You should always be kind, whether you're a big deal or just like your average
Joe. I think that's so gross when people are, who cares if you're famous, you have tons of money? That doesn't mean you shouldn't be like a kind human being.
Now, people were calling out Drake and his friendship with Billie because, well, there's a 15-year age gap between them. Somebody online said, I don't blame Billie Eilish one bit for thinking it's cool that Drake wants to be her friend. I loved it when I was 17 and adult men wanted to get to know me too. It's only in hindsight that I found it weird and that it's really kind of on adults to interrogate what's being nice actually means here. So I think that person's kind of saying like, well, why is Drake really talking to you? As if like he's trying to like hook up with a 17-year-old.
Well, what did the text messages say? It could just be like, hey, I love your sound. I love your vibe. Or,
we don't know. I mean, she didn't reveal that. And I get what you're saying, but Billie Eilish, first of all, always outspoken. I think if Drake was being creepy and sliding like that, or texting, saying something like this, some weird, creepy stuff, I think she'd call him out. She'd put him on blast.
Yeah, I just think he was probably just reaching out. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he was into it.
I think, too, it's hard to find a lot of people who might be in your same shoes when you are 17 and, like, one of the most famous people on the planet right now. And Drake can relate to that. I mean, he was a star from a young age. I mean, he was on Degrassi when he was young, and then he like started rapping when he was young. So I think maybe he was just giving her advice or being like, hey, like, keep your head up. You're killing the game right now. Like, we don't know what the text said.
Yeah, it's all the context would make
all
the difference.
And here's another one. And 833-563-2539. If you think it's a right thing or a wrong thing or not even that big, I don't think it's that big of a deal, personally. Other people pointed out that there was actually a similar situation when last year, 14-year-old Millie Bobby Brown revealed that Drake also text her.
Yeah, drink
so Millie and Billy, what's going on here with the Illies? Yeah, I guess he texted, and the people were just saying that's really creepy, but it's like a lot of people are saying to you, it's harmless. Like, what's the big deal? What's wrong with him texting these big people? Now, if Drake randomly just had a 14-year-old girl's phone number, like, what? Like, what do you mean you have my little niece's phone number, you creep or nephew? You know, but it's like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. What do you think, Mackenzie?
Again, I just think it's all in the context. Like, if he's like, hey, I like your sound, I'd love to collab, blah, 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 we'll say that's one thing. But if it's like, hey, girl, you know, if it's sexual in nature, then that is inappropriate.
Of course. I think people are just looking for a problem. Like, the people that are commenting about this online, and that's where I saw the story. I'm like, wait, because at first it sounds bad, like Drake texting a 17 and a 14-year-old, but it's like, okay, it's Billie Eilish and Millie Bobby Brown. They're both on top of their game in acting and in music. And as Liv brought up too, Drake, he was like, for one time, I mean, he's still a big deal, but he was like the number one thing going. Just like right now, Billie Eilish is the number one thing out there that's happening.
And here's the thing, like the Biebs, like she really looked up to Justin Bieber. He reached out to her, Scooter Braun, the manager, like they met and stuff, and it was a big deal. It's like, that wasn't weird.
I know,
because
exactly.
Justin Bieber was the same way. He was a kid prodigy.
All right. Well, in my opinion, Drake, you're doing your thing, man. No big deal. I'd like some new music if we can maybe work on that. Wait, do you think this could be a Drake and Billy collab?
I was kind of all about Drake and Kylie Jenner getting together. But now, of course, we hear rumors that she's getting maybe back with Travis Scott. But I would like a little Drake. I feel like Drake belongs with the Kardashian clan.
All right. Well, hey, we have got your chance right now to do something. You could go buy a Drake album. You could go buy a Billie Eilish. And you could go, I don't know, maybe meet and greet Millie Bobby Brown if you had any money left over. We got a $100 Amazon gift card that we want to hook you up with. We're going to do DC Heroes of the Multiverse. We're going to do a little trivia right now. Really simple. It's a true or false question. If you answer it correctly, we're hooking you up with $100. All you got to do is call us right now to play the game. It's 833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539. Good morning. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And at this time, all this week, 810, 710 Central, we are getting you hooked up with a $100 Amazon gift card. We'd like to call it maybe like $100 of flash cash or $100 of Batwoman bucks. It's DC Heroes of the Multiverse Trivia. That's what we're doing all this week here on Joe McKenzie. Thanks to our friends at the CW. They're hooking it up. Make sure you tune in this Sunday night when the Multiverse unites in the biggest crossover event only on the CW. It starts with Supergirl to kick off the five-part event with the heroes of Batwoman, The Flash, Arrow, and DC's Legends of Tomorrow. And these questions, I'm telling you what, if you get through, you have a really good shot at
winning. You have a 50-50 shot. It's a true or false. Now say her name because you say it so beautifully, Chops. Who's on the line?
Mariella.
Oh, well, hey, good morning. Hey, are you okay? I heard a scream.
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure you're okay because we can pause the game or go to somebody else if you're in distress.
Now, what are you going to spend? If you get a $100 gift card to Amazon, what are you spending it on?
My son is always been wanting that Nintendo Switch, so
ooh,
I'll probably get something like that.
All
for
right,
him.
A Switch. Okay.
Okay, so just remember, if you don't win, it's producer Porkchop's fault.
Hey.
No, you're going to win, though. Positive mindset.
You got
here.
This. You got this.
Producer Porkchop's going to ask you a true or false question. Go ahead.
True or false? A reluctant Kara Danvers, a.k.a. Supergirl, is forced to reveal her superpowers when her sister's plane almost crashes. True or false?
True.
You said you're going to buy what if you won that Amazon gift card?
It's going to go towards, for my son, a Nintendo Switch.
Okay, well, you just won. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
You are welcome.
Oh, and I'm barely driving into work, too. So
I know.
I'm so excited.
Yes, girl, yes.
And I'm going to give Joe $100 if he could say Mariella.
Mariella.
No, like me. Mariella.
Mariella.
Dude, you just
put
lost $100.
What do you mean? I just said it like you. Hold on. Mariella.
You're such a gringo.
I know I am, okay? But I know my name's Jose.
Oh, my God.
I like that, pork chop.
Congratulations. You have to make sure to tune into Crisis on Infinite Earths, the CW's five-part crossover event of the year, starting Sunday with Supergirl at 8 p.m. on Wish TV, Channel 8, on your home of the CW in Indy, and 7 p.m. KIAH, that's CW 39 in Houston.
Mariella, congratulations.
Thank you guys so much.
See, man, I am so good. You are welcome. We love you. Hang on, and don't forget, if you're like, dang it, I didn't win, we have chances all this week, 8:10, 7:10 Central here on Joe McKenzie to win. Gotta do this thing right if we're
nice,
gonna do it.
Honey. I loved that. Going to do. We love holiday films just as much as the next guy or gal. So we are going to become thespians. We're going to act out our favorite lines from Christmas movies. You have to guess what movie it's from. Pretty easy.
All right. I think we got some people that are going to play along with us. Do we have Amy this morning? Are you there, Amy?
Yes.
All right, Amy, are you good at watching Christmas movies? Like, do you know any of them?
I think so. We'll see, though.
All right, cool. And we also have Carla. Hey, Carla, you're on Joe McKenzie.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, girl.
There we go.
Love her.
She's a Jingle Bell rocker. All right, listen in, because we want your honest opinion of who does a better job. Now, do we have different teams? Last time it was Joe McKenzie and Liv and Pork Chop.
Yep.
What are the teams this week?
It's Chops and McKenzie and Liv and Joe versus Liv and Joe.
Okay. So I'll let you and Chops go first.
Mick Chops over here. Okay, who's gonna guess? Both contestants guess?
Yeah. What, you want to do that?
Sure. Why not? All right. So this is film number one.
Well, something had to come through the window. Something had to break the stereo.
And why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
I don't know, Margot.
Scene. All right.
I know what that is. Favorite movies.
All right, what is that?
That is Christmas Vacation.
Yay!
Yay!
Yes! I was mouthing it as you were saying it. I'm like, I don't know, Marco.
One of the best Christmas movies of all time. My all-time favorite line is about something being full, but we can't say that word. Cousin
Crapper's
Eddie. Yep, Crapper's full. We can say that one. All right, not bad. Not bad at all. I think it could be done better, though. Liv the Web Girl, let's do a different movie. Are you ready to do our little thespianism?
Yes, we're doing the first one, correct?
Yes, lead it off whenever you're ready.
All right. Time for the announcement.
Okay.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Elf.
Hold on, we
need to
finish.
That's my favorite show.
Hold on.
You're also telling us who the best actor is, too.
Yeah, so we got to. It's okay.
We'll finish.
We were so good, though. All right, let's try it again, Liv. Go ahead.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m.,
Santa's coming to town. Oh, my God. Santa's here. I know him.
All right,
Porkchop.
Yay.
That was Joe.
Yeah. They said they like Porkchop better.
Oh.
Sorry.
I think
Joe and
Liv did it well.
Okay. Wow, okay. It's 1-1, baby.
Okay.
Okay, so now, girls, you have to guess what movie this is, okay? It's a classic.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
I guess I'm doing the ladies' part and Mackenzie's doing the male part, so here we go.
I feel like we're forgetting something.
Did I turn off the coffee?
No, I did.
Did you lock up?
Yeah.
Did we set the timers on the lights?
Yeah.
Did you close the garage?
That's it. I forgot to close the garage. That's it. No, that's not it.
What else could we be forgetting? Kevin!
It's Home Alone, and you guys did awesome.
Yeah,
yeah, you did.
I felt that.
Okay.
I did too.
All right. Liv, why don't you show me real quick on here which one you want to do next?
Okay.
Are we doing this one? Do you want to do this one? To be honest, we got a crappy list of movies here.
Okay. Oh, do you want to do this one?
Yeah, you guys got that one. Elf. That is solid.
Okay. One good one. Thank you. Okay. These suck. All right.
We'll do this one. All right. I'll start.
Okay. Go ahead. And scene.
I don't know, Scott. You're healthy as a horse.
Yeah. Clydesdale.
So why? You put on a little weight.
Wait, this is like a little bit of weight to you?
Weight can fluctuate from year to year.
Fluctuate? You make it sound like I'm retaining water. I've gained 45 pounds in a week, Pete. What's happening to me?
Well, what's your diet like?
Milk and cookies.
Really?
But I don't finish all the milk.
Well, then there's your problem. Just try to cut back on the sweets, okay?
And scene.
The Santa Claus.
Yes!
Yes, Santa Claus.
Okay, nicely done, guys.
All right, so that's okay. Are we done with two, or do you want one more round?
One more round.
Okay, now this one is of the Christmas spirit. It's a children's movie.
Wait. Hey, cheat much?
Okay. Poor job.
Here we go.
What exactly is your persuasion on the big man since you brought him up?
Well, I want to believe, but...
But you don't want to be bamboozled. You don't want to be let down the primrose path. You don't want to be conned or duped, have the wool pulled over your eyes, hoodwinkled. You don't want to be taken for a ride, railroaded. Seeing is believing. Am I right?
Are you saying that this is all just a dream?
You said it, kid. Not me.
And scene.
That was dramatic.
Okay. Does anybody know what movie that is? Because I have no clue.
I know it.
I was thinking Christmas Story.
Here's a hint.
No. You can't give hints. This is not a hinting game.
Come on, Pork Chop.
Oh. Is it the Polar Express?
Yay!
Okay.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, I guess I've never seen the Polar. That's got Tom Hanks, right?
Yep.
As the voice. All right, Liv, point out the last one.
I think we'll do this one.
Okay. Man,
What do you think?
I just think we got some turds.
Okay, we'll
try
this.
We were organized
one.
Over here.
Is that what it is? It's kind of funny that you guys got the good ones and we
all
didn't.
Right, ready? Mm.
I'll take care of it.
Baby.
Just saying, make it a fair game next time.
And action. Santa?
What?
Don't forget the Grinch. I know he's mean and hairy and smelly. His hands might be cold and clammy, but I think actually kind of sweet.
Sweet? You think he's sweet?
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Nice kid. Bad judge of character. And scene.
I think the name of the movie was
In Your Life.
The Grinch.
Yay!
Got it.
Hey, I'm not the one, once as I said, that picked these out and got duped.
Stop blaming intern Chloe!
All right, Amy, so overall, there's Porkchop and Mackenzie, then there was Joe and Liv. Who did better?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with Joe and Liv.
Carla, woo! What do you say?
Porkchop and Mackenzie.
Yeah! That is a tie!
It's a win-win it's for a all!
Yeah, nothing says Christmas like everybody getting the same present. Amy and Carla, thank you for your amazing participation in our little thespism.
That was really fun.
Once again, though, like next time when we do this, I just want to make sure Liv and I get like a decent movie.
Hey, we got Elf, we got Santa
You're
Claus.
You're such a big baby, Joe.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, big baby.
Whatever. All right, hey, that was a lot of fun, though. You can tell I'm having a lot of fun this morning.
Scrooge.
It's Joe McKenzie. Hang on, we got your W of the Day coming up soon.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
So there's this guy in Wisconsin. He ended up in handcuffs. Why? Well, he quoted a line from a movie, and the movie was The Princess Bride. He actually texted it to his ex-wife. Of course, alcohol was involved. What was the line? Well, it was this one.
Good night, Wesley. Good work. Sleep well. I most likely kill you in the morning.
Okay, well, her name wasn't Wesley, but the whole killing you in the morning, that's the part that was not good. I guess he was drunk, that's his excuse, and his ex-wife, she was also drunk, and that kind of spiraled out of control. She misinterpreted that as a threat, because it'll most likely kill you in the morning. The miscommunication led to an argument, ultimately the man getting arrested. And here's the part. According to the arresting officer, because it met Wisconsin's domestic abuse mandatory arrest criteria, he was booked. Now, he was released, but he went to jail, all because...
Good night, Wesley. Good work. Sleep well. I most likely kill you in the morning.
And he was quoting the movie? Because if someone does make a threat like that for your life, that constitutes, you know...
What do we learn here, Mackenzie?
We learned that this couple should probably get divorced anyways, because if you are going to take
They've
that
major
and
issues.
Actually think that your husband is going to kill you, then there's probably issues to begin with.
And that you should see The Princess Bride because it is a classic film.
Interesting takeaways. I was going to say, hey, just don't drunk text your ex. But either way, those are all valuable lessons that we learned today with your Dummy of the Day.
Check out the Dummy of the Day at joeandmckenzie.com.
I know I'm going to get an obvious answer, a very quick reaction here, but I want you to think about it and call in 833-563-2539. Should sex offenders be allowed on dating apps?
No.
Okay. I figured that would be it. There's more to this story. It's coming up next. We're Joe and McKenzie here on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Should sex offenders be allowed on dating apps? Tinder lets known sex offenders use the app. It's not the only one, though. Match Group, which owns a lot of popular online dating services, they screen for sexual predators on Match, like Match.com, but they don't do that on Tinder or OkCupid or Plenty of Fish. A spokesperson said there are definitely registered sex offenders on our free products.
Ooh.
So once again, it's a free product, but that doesn't mean you can't scan people or like keep them out from doing that. And obviously, I think we all would say like, okay, Bob that went to the bathroom behind the bar and got registered as a sex offender, different than somebody that was a rapist, of course. But do people change, for example? Like, personally, I don't want to give my opinion, but I would say no. Like, if you rape somebody, I don't think you should be on a dating website. But here's the story, and this is this woman's experience, and this is what I want to hear what everybody else thinks. A woman saw a profile on Plenty of Fish. This happened in late 2016. She was scrolling through, you know, looking at pictures. That's probably the first thing we all do, then reading the bio. She saw this guy, because she's an older woman, too. He's 54 years old. He's kind of balding, like broad-shouldered. Looked pretty decent. She thought he was cute. Dressed up, just wearing a T-shirt. And he actually lived near her home in a suburb of Boston. And just like her, divorce. So it's like, okay, we have a lot in common here. His dating app profile said he wanted to find someone to marry. And I got to imagine in your 50s, you know, you're like, you know, am I going to find love again? Am I actually going to settle down? So that's a good thing to see. You're not seeing a 50-year-old dude just trying to hit it and quit it. He actually wants to be with you. Well, she did something smart. Some might say it's a lot, like creepy, but I think it's smart. She did a background check, and it revealed that the guy was a 3-time convicted rapist. It also showed that the Massachusetts designated him as a dangerous registered sex offender, but on this app, this would happen to be Plenty of Fish. No problem. He was on there. So I'm wondering a couple of things. I know a lot of women nowadays, which is a good thing, are doing background checks on people they're dating, not just stalking them, but you're looking. Oh, your name's Joe Smith? Okay, I'm going to look you up. Find out about you. What have you found out about somebody, maybe that you were dating or you were about to go on a date? But also, should sex offenders be allowed on Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, Grindr? I mean, you name it. Should they be allowed on there?
I mean, you cannot put all these places. They can't have the responsibility for it because people just lie. I've done a 180. I used to trust people until you gave me a reason not to trust you. Now I trust no one. You earn my trust. I think everyone is like a creep until I do thorough research and get recommendations from other people.
I'm not blaming those sites, but let's say there was a way, McKenzie, in perfect world for the scenario here, is that they're like, okay, we have your name and we can screen everybody to see if you're a sex offender or not. If they can do that and you are a sex offender, should you be, you're out. Like, sorry, no dating on our site or our app for you.
Maybe they just have to, it has to be known. They have to put it out there. They can maybe be on the site.
Like
but
a little star,
to,
like sex like offender.
I mean, it's not a laughing matter. This is terrifying because what if you're a sex offender and then you have children and you want to go on a date? I mean, that's terrifying.
Well, I don't know why anyone hasn't said this yet. I mean, Liv, come on, back me up here. Isn't everyone a sex offender on these apps? I mean, you get, you know, catch my drift, right?
No, we don't.
Okay, not everyone. What
do you mean?
I think
like I'm saying, like, come on, like people on these apps, like you're looking to hook up. If you want a real like good relationship, you know, you're not going to Tinder or Grindr, you know.
Let's not just throw around the term sex offender loosely. It's a serious term.
I mean, like, if you're on these apps.
But can people be rehabilitated, though, too? Let's say you rape somebody. Could you be a whole new person and you regret that to the day you die, but you're like, that was me when I was stupid at 20 and I did something really dumb in college and it was wrong, but I'm a 30-year-old man now and I want to find love. I regret it so much.
You should background check people before you go on dates with them. So you'll figure out anything. Like, you can go on to, like, public sites and mm-hmm. find out their public records and see, like, what has happened. You can find out stuff about this. You can find out about a ticket they got when they were 17 years old. I mean, whatever it is, you can find out. But I know someone who was dating a guy. They met organically just through mutual friends, whatever. And we were in high school, and our teacher was showing us how to use a website of how you can find sex offenders. And someone was jokingly putting in guys we know, like, their names.
Oh, no.
And they put in this girl's boyfriend, and he came up.
Really?
Was it the name or his actual picture, like him?
It was actually him. It was him, his name, his picture, where he lived. He was older than us and wasn't in high school anymore. And we, like, as a joke, put his name in. Turns out he was actually a sex offender.
Do you know what he did? Like,
I have no idea what he did. I just know that he was on the sex offenders list, and I know that they broke up immediately after that, and she was horrified and so upset. Like, it was crazy.
Okay, 833-563-2539. Two things here. Yes or no, should sex offenders be allowed on any of these dating apps or websites, whatever they might be? But also, ladies, you done your research? Or maybe guys, too. I guess we always think that men are the creepy ones. Maybe women's got some shady stuff in their past. What did you find out? Maybe it was before a date? Or, even worse, what if you went on a couple of dates with them and you found out something? Ooh, 833-563-2539. Joe McKenzie, it's radio now, and kind of an interesting discussion. People ready to chime in here. Do you think sex offenders should be allowed on dating apps? Let's talk about online. Let's talk about an app, Bumble, Tinder, Grindr, I mean, Hinge. I'm sure I'm missing plenty of fish. Whatever. Farmers only. I don't know.
It's saying, do you think they should be the ones to filter out sex offenders? I mean, I think you have to do your, of course, own due diligence and research who you're going to hang out with.
Also, have you had any experiences like where you did that due diligence and you're like, dang, can't believe I found that out.
Side note on Grindr, it makes it tell you when you've done your last STD test or if you're like a positive for an STD.
It does?
Yeah.
I love that. That's amazing.
Wait, on Tinder or Grindr or both?
Just on Grindr.
Wait, can you lie though?
Well, I mean, yeah, but like,
you shouldn't. People,
that's highly illegal.
But you guys, if someone has, I mean, that's, you could lie easily. No one's going to be like, yes, I have herpes. Date me.
But if you give someone an STD unknowingly, you can get, in, like, legally in trouble for that.
Pork chops, are you listening to this?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
That's very interesting. The case with Usher, he had herpes, but they settled outside of court.
Allegedly.
No, they did settle.
Is that what the song Let It Burn's about?
Oh, no.
Let it burn. Valerie, hey, you're on Joan McKenzie this morning. What's going on?
Good morning. I've actually dated three guys that have been sex offenders, and actually, my son's father is currently a sex offender. Because his crime wasn't online, he is legally allowed to be on the internet and be on dating apps and stuff like that. Another guy, I actually found out after we stopped dating that he was 24 or 25 and had gotten a 16-year-old pregnant. And the parents did not like that, so they decided that that was not cool, and they pressed charges against him. And then a third guy I actually had living with me, and I was using his phone, and I went through his browser history, and there were pictures on there that were not appropriate of
children.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. What did you call the police? What did you do when you saw that?
I literally locked the door behind him while he was having a cigarette, and I packed up all of his stuff, and I threw it outside as fast as I could, and I called the cops.
Girl, what do you think it is? Why are you attracted to these types of men?
Because they're not upfront and honest that, you know, they're sick, you know? There's something wrong with them. And actually, the story behind my son's dad and I, I did not know at first, and we were dating, and he actually went behind my back and cheated on me with this girl, and he was 19 at the time. She said she was 17, and turns out she was 14.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Ugh. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's go to Linda. Hey, Linda, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What do you think?
Hi, I think that they should be allowed on the dating apps if those apps choose to do so, because as adults, we should check up on the people ourselves once we meet them. This is just a medium to meet people, just like you would meet anyone walking around outside.
But can't there be like, there's like farmers only, can't they like, sex offender only? And like, that's where like everybody that's like in trouble goes on there? I mean, that way you know you're getting into. Hey, thank you for the call. Debbie, you're on Joe McKenzie. Do you think that they should be allowed on to like dating apps if you're a sex offender?
I don't think they should at all. And the first caller, Valerie, was a, she was an example because, you know, you get involved in a relationship and then you find out, you know, somebody, even if these people are on the mend and maybe they've not committed any crimes since, someone could get extremely angry and harm this person, you know, or more extreme, but I don't think so. But my kids, two of my daughter's father was a sex offender with a child, and he is legally not allowed to be on there. If he's caught, he can go back to jail. Now, as far as like rape and that, I don't know the legality of that. But I think it was Porkchop that kind of made the comment that people are on there just looking for sex. But me and my boyfriend met 3.5 years ago on POF. I moved in with him 2.5 years ago, and we are happier than we've been in our whole lives. So I just wanted to throw that out there, too. You can really find someone if you're looking. But as far as a sex offending thing, no, I don't think it should be allowed. And I think if it is allowed, it should be posted on there. This is what I did, and to let people judge you from there.
All right, that's a great point. Hey, thank you for calling in.
Porkchop said these ads are all about sex, which is so ironic because he found his boyfriend that he moved in with after one date on one of these apps.
We practice abstinence.
Oh, shut up.
Wow, that's the lie of the day here on Joan McKenzie. Aw, yeah. Can I get a little hype horn, please? Any requests? I have a limited sound selection over here.
How many buttons do you have?
About get a siren?
Four.
You want a siren? Well, I've got like cops. You know, I got to be like.
Yes.
I'm going to work on it.
I want like. Ooh.
I love the record scratch.
Do you know what I can do, guys? Do you know what a federal is? It's the alarm on a fire truck. Watch this. Here, turn down the music, Joe.
Okay, hang on.
Pork chop exclusive. Oh my, his face is bright red as a fire truck.
I tried closing my eyes to get the real effect, but now I want to see you
redo
it.
I can do it.
That was
you sound
so
like
bad.
An animal please that's stop. In excruciating pain
here,
that needs to
again.
Be put down.
You sound
you
like an angry...
Know. On America's Got Talent.
You sound like an angry Yoda.
No, that one was better than the first one.
I have to do it.
One more time. One more
again?
Time.
Yeah, I have
one
to
more.
Do it on
give
my
us
own.
One more. Just give it
he's
the best.
He's going to make himself sick.
Here you go. So good.
That one wasn't as good.
Honestly, you know what, though? I didn't get a lot out of you today on the show. That was the best thing. That was the best thing you've done all show. So round of applause
yes,
for Chops.
Chops.
Quickly. Woo-hoo! Jules, okay. Gosh, Jules is so nice, but she wants to come in here like hardcore. We'll get you in just 1 second. What's going on with you, Mackenzie?
Ooh, okay, so I am going to go home. I'm going to take a nap because I have a million things I have to accomplish today, and then I have to get my nails did. So I'm very excited about that.
Dope. I'd go with red. That's my nail recommendation.
I did that last time.
Oh, crap. Okay. Chops, what about you? What are you doing with your nails?
I'm not doing anything to my nails, maybe cutting them, but I'm working at Sullivan's Steakhouse tonight, 4 to 9, so say hello if you want.
Request chops.
Yeah. Mm,
the pork chops. And Live the Web Girl, what do you got going on?
I am just going to try to get as much rest as possible. I'm still coming over my little sickness, my little illness. I think I'm on the up and up, but I'm just going to try to force as much vitamin C down my throat as possible.
Why have you been licking everything today, too? Like, do you want us to get sick?
Yeah.
She's like, when you left the room, she licked your mouse.
I'm sabotaging everyone because I just want it to be the live show. Oh. You've heard it here first, my plans.
Yeah, can you do a siren, though?
Oh, no, my throat is torched.
You'll never have the
no
live
way.
Show unless you can do what Chops did. Just throwing that out there. That's talent right there. Myself, very busy day, guys, so I need to get out of here. I got to go play Call of Duty. Mm-mm.
He's that guy who plays video games all day. But it's his birthday coming up, and that's his new present. So he's like a little kid and so excited.
It is. Shout out to my mother-in-law, Jan. What up, girl? Thanks for the hookup.
Aren't you supposed to call her mom?
Oh, God, don't even get that started. We're finally getting things better, Mackenzie.
Say thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mama G. All right, well, hey, we cannot do any of these amazing, fun things and make way for Jules, who's coming in next, unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer, Pork Chop, and the best intern in the world, intern Chloe Money. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.
You idiot.